Hey guys, welcome or welcome back to the podcast. We're your friends, Lauren and Maddie, and we are back for another episode. We are going to talk all about social media today. I feel like we have some thoughts because just of like the type of work that we do and also just being, you know, I'm kind of young, so I was going to say Gen Z, but I think I'm actually a millennial. But like, you know, young people on social media users, we have some thoughts. We also asked you guys some questions, so we're going to hopefully get into that. But before we dive into the episode, Lauren wants to give a little update about her university status. I did make some predictions last week, or I think it was 2 weeks ago, I guess, about Lauren's Ivy decisions. Some were correct, some were not correct. That was a question I got in my DMs. So Lauren, you can take that away.
Yeah, Maddie was a little off. I've heard back from all of my U.S. schools, and I'm just waiting to hear back from some of the Canadian ones, but that might not be for another, like, month-ish. So we figured that I could just tell you all about the decisions I've heard back from and then give you a little update when the Canadian ones come in. So this week, or since we last recorded, I guess, I heard back from NYU, and I got waitlisted there. That one was kind of disappointing. I don't know if I would have gone anyway because I don't know. Dad doesn't love the idea of me going to school in New York, but I was still really hoping to get in because it's a really cool school. Great to have that option, but I got waitlisted, so we'll see. And then Ivy Day happened last Thursday, and I heard from all of the Ivy League schools I applied to, so I got a lot of rejections and a lot of waitlists. No acceptances, but that's okay. I was rejected from Harvard, Yale, what's the other one? Harvard, Yale, and Columbia. And I got waitlisted at UPenn and Brown. But honestly, that's pretty good. Like, after all of my friends opened them, it wasn't a great day for any of us. Most people just, it was a lot of rejection. But when I opened the Brown and UPenn decisions, I was pleasantly surprised because by then I had already opened a few rejections. So I'm happy to be waitlisted. Honestly, I'll take what I can get. And then the day after Ivy Day, so Friday, I opened Stanford and I was just flat out rejected, which is okay. I think admissions this year have just been super competitive. So I don't know, it's been really hard to get into a lot of schools, but I'm happy with the decisions that I ended up with, the results. And yeah, now I'm pretty much deciding between UCLA and USC. And if I get off one of the waitlists I'm on, maybe that'll change. But I think UPenn is the only one of the waitlisted schools that I would probably go to over USC or UCLA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. When do you find out about UPenn waitlist?
Hard to say. Anytime from mid-May to like end of August, which is the not so great thing about the waitlist. You have to wait quite a while, as the name suggests. Mm-hmm. But I think hopefully it'll be closer to mid-May, but they just have to wait for May 1st because that's the day where everyone across the U.S. that is going to a U.S. school has to say which school they're going to. So after that, they can start to look at the people on the wait list.
So that would require you to not commit to any other school, or can you commit to like USC, and then if you got into UPenn, you could change your mind?
Yeah, you are supposed to commit to a different school because there's a pretty good chance that you won't get off the wait list, especially this year because so many schools were more competitive than they've ever been. A lot of people will probably accept the offers that they did get because they don't have as many offers as they might have had in past years. So I don't know how wait lists are going to be this year, but yeah, I'm going to commit to a different school, probably UCLA or USC, and you sign like a letter of intent to enroll. So yeah, once you submit that, then when you hear back from the schools you've been waitlisted by, you can tell the school that you intended to enroll at that you won't be coming and instead enroll in the other one.
I know you did get into some great schools. UCLA and USC are both good options, I think, and it will be a really hard choice between the two of them. I think they're pretty similar. I mean, I didn't go on the tours, but they're both in LA. They're both really good schools. I feel like they have a lot of like recognizability. I'm not sure if that's a word, but people respect those schools. So I think those are both great options for you. And, you know, maybe it's a blessing in disguise that you didn't get accepted to an East Coast Ivy, because that would make the decision really hard. And then you'd have 4 more years of winter and living on the East Coast. And like we've said, our parents really want to be in California. So Lauren would probably be alone on the East Coast and they would end up moving to California. Who knows? But I think that, you know, everything, I actually don't believe everything happens for a reason, but it's nice to say in certain circumstances. And I just think that whatever school you choose, you'll end up liking, because like we've talked about, you've applied to great schools. So it'll all work out. Now you just have to make a hard choice between UCLA and USC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's funny because I also don't believe that everything happens for a reason. I always say that everything happens because of a reason, because it feels more rational to me. But as my friends' decisions have come back, I've become a real believer or preacher, I guess you could say, of the phrase that everything happens for a reason, because I think it makes people feel better, you know?
Yeah.
But I agree. Honestly, it might have been for the best that I ended up only getting into schools in California and in LA, because I think it makes more sense for me to go to school there, because I'd be closer to our family, into the entertainment industry, and it would be like, it would make it easier to balance going to school and still being involved in the social media side of things. So I think it worked out for the best, but obviously I was a little bummed. I mean, like, I didn't think I was going to get into Harvard. When I opened my decision, I literally said, there's no chance I'm getting in. But it would have been nice, you know?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it would have been nice to get in and then say you didn't want to go. That would be the ideal. But I feel like if you got in, you'd also feel like you kind of had to go.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
And it kind of makes the choice for you. So it's tricky. I think that I think for the best, because you would end up probably going to school in Boston, which is a place that you probably wouldn't have looked at otherwise. And Harvard, you were just like, okay, I might as well apply.
Mm-hmm. And then I would end up choosing between a school that is very prestigious, but maybe not the best fit for me, and a school that is a better fit for me and still, like, well-recognized, but obviously not Harvard. So you're right. It kind of did make the decision for me.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Well, we'll see where Lauren ends up.
Mm-hmm.
Feel like you'll have some updates as we approach May and you have to make a choice.
Yeah.
But they both are great options, so it's going to be tricky.
Mm-hmm. And that was pretty much the only life update I have. I mean, I'm back in Toronto now, back at school, and everything else hasn't been too eventful. I'm busy with schoolwork again. It's crazy. I feel like anytime I'm back here, I'm just like in the school zone, and I have to remind myself that all of the social media stuff exists, and I have to not forget about Instagram and TikTok and all of that, but I'm gonna try and really put some focus on that. But yeah, I don't know. Do you have any life updates to share?
No, we just recorded on Friday and it's only Sunday, so I don't have any updates in the last 2 days, but I also want to start focusing on TikTok more. I feel like we are going to get into the whole social media conversation, but I feel like Instagram has really peaked and had its moment and kind of is on the decline. And I feel like that's like the general consensus of social media users. So TikTok is everything right now. I feel like video content is everything, but it just takes more time to like get ready. I mean, Instagram takes time too, to like take photos of yourself, but TikTok, I guess you kind of have to like come up with a concept or something you want to film and then get ready and then film it. And I think we're both pretty busy, you with school and me with like my job that doesn't require me to be like front facing on camera. So usually I just like wear sweatpants or like my workout clothes all day. So I haven't really been like focusing on TikTok that much, but I definitely want to. And I guess that kind of gets into the topic today, which is social media in general. And then I guess we can talk about it from the lens of like an influencer. We're not really influencers. I feel like the definition of influencer is someone who can sell product for other brands.
Mm-hmm.
And they do like a bunch of brand posts, and they're always working with brands, attending events. We kind of get into that world sometimes, but it's definitely not a main source of income for us or like even at the center of what we do. So I don't really like to call us influencers, but you guys know what we mean. Like, mm-hmm. we have a following, Lauren much larger than mine, but we have people, and it, I think that having that following kind of creates a pressure to post. So when you say like, oh, I have to stay up on my Instagram and TikTok, it's more so because you know that you have an audience of people that wants to see content from you.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of have a unique perspective, and we probably also value social media more than the average person, because obviously with having a following means that you can turn it into a career for yourself if you want to.
Yeah. I mean, there's no doubt that I spend more time on social media and am more focused on it than my friends who like are just regular, I don't know, are students, and they use their social media just to share pictures with their friends and family. We definitely spend way more time taking Instagram pictures and making TikToks and all of that than the average person. But I would say that we are somewhere between like the regular user and an influencer, because like you said, our whole day and our whole life isn't what's that word?
Revolve?
Yes, that's the word. It doesn't revolve around posting on social media, which maybe it should. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like sometimes when we're in LA together, we always say that we have to step up our social media game and we need to get back into it and start posting more regularly and thinking more about it. But I feel like we both often forget about it and, I don't know, probably don't spend as much time on it than we would both like to.
Yeah, I mean, I never forget about it. It's always at the back of my mind, or not even the back of my mind. Like, it's always something that I'm thinking about. And I feel like you're the same. Like, we're not just living our life not thinking about posting.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just hard to balance everything when the job that you have or the school that you have, like the work that you have ongoing, is your main focus. So it's just trying to find time to do everything and I guess like fit it all in your day. And Lauren and I always both say like, oh, I wish I could just be an influencer, like someone who can do all that all day, because I feel like we could create really great content if that was our main focus.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just hard when you have multiple things on the go. Not impossible, but hard. And I guess that brings me to the question of, do you actually like creating content, or is it something that you just have learned to do because of the job that you have or like the social following that you have, and because you've been doing it since you were so young?
I like creating content when I have time to do it well. Like, I don't like when I'm so busy that when we take pictures or make TikToks or whatever it is, we feel rushed and we feel like we're just doing it because it's something that we have to do. But when I'm in LA and I'm on a school break and all I have to do is take pictures and make TikToks and all of that, I feel like I do genuinely enjoy it because I get to be creative and I don't know, I get really into it. I think I kind of get into whatever I'm doing, but I'm like, oh my gosh, I could see this being something great. Like, I have a vision, whatever it might be. I feel like when I'm able to get into it, I really do. So I don't know. That's kind of my perspective. How about you?
Yeah, I really do enjoy it. It's hard to know why I enjoy it. I like creating content for the creative side as well, but I think that there's always an element of social media where people enjoy validation from others, and that's just, I think, human nature, is people want to share things with other people to see that, like, their feedback, their opinions, and that's kind of the whole basis of social media. Like, you're looking for external validation, and I don't think that that's necessarily a bad thing. I think that's just the way that humans operate, but I'm trying to think for myself, like, if you take a really good photo, is it because you like it because it's super creative in that whole process of taking the photo or like making a really great TikTok? Or is it because you know that it's going to get a lot of likes? It's like, I don't know. It's hard to distinguish, and maybe you can't distinguish between like why you enjoy something, like which side of that you enjoy. But I'm sure it's kind of both, actually.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure it is a mix of both, but for me, I feel like it isn't really about the validation, because I've kind of just, it sounds bad, but I've kind of just gotten used to people liking my photos and like my friends mm-hmm. or family, whatever, will be like, oh, like, I don't know, dad does this sometimes. He'll be like, oh, look, this girl called you beautiful, like, whatever it might be. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, that's so nice. And it is sweet, but I feel like that isn't what's driving me to post. It isn't,
yeah,
like, people saying that this picture is good. Although I do love when people say that my outfit's good. People will come in and be like, mm-hmm. oh, like, your outfits have been everything lately. That drives me to post. That's the validation I'm looking for. But I feel like mm-hmm. just people, I don't know, calling me pretty or liking my pictures, that isn't really what motivates me to post. I feel mm-hmm. like when I take a good picture and I'm like, oh my God, that's a cool picture, and I would like it if someone else posted that, that is kind of, I don't know, that's more motivating.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like the number of likes is, it does become kind of meaningless. Like, you don't think about how many people are liking your photo. You're not doing it because you want like 100,000 people to like your photo, because that's kind of hard to wrap your head around.
Mm-hmm.
Like 100,000 people, it's crazy. But yeah, no, I get that. I agree too. Like, I would enjoy curating an Instagram page or feed like my brand page, mm-hmm. even though there's no photos of me. It's, you know what I mean? I don't know if that's different. Yeah, I guess it's different. Like, I just enjoy the process of curating something and making something look good. And then on TikTok, it's more like, I don't know, like, I guess posting content that is funny or provides value in some way. Obviously, it's nice if a TikTok does well, because it's more like hit or miss. Like, it mm-hmm. could do really well, or it could actually flop on TikTok. You never know. But I think that the whole process is fun. And yeah, I agree. It's like planning a really cool photo shoot and then executing it and then seeing the photos, and you're like, oh my gosh, that's like exactly what I envisioned.
Mm-hmm.
The whole process is super fun.
I would say that I totally agree with that. And I think for us both, it sounds like it's not really about like the number of people that are liking your pictures, because it's hard to, when it's just a number and you can't even see people's faces or names really, because it stops saying, like, it'll just be this many thousand people liked your picture. It's like, well, that's mm-hmm. cool, but I don't know. I feel like it's more impactful when people comment or DM you and are like, wow, this really made my day. Those kind of comments are very motivating to me, but just like a number of likes or a number of comments that don't really say anything deeper than that, I feel like that isn't what drives me to keep posting.
Yeah, I also think when you meet people in real life, it's way more impactful. Even if you're meeting 10 people, it's way cooler than getting 100,000 likes on a photo, because you can have those face-to-face interactions, put a face to a name. One girl came into the store and said that she was the girl who I was talking about Blue Bottle Coffee with on my TikTok. And I'm like, oh, that's so funny. Like, I didn't know who I was talking to, but it's so cool to put a face to the name or the username. And now we have like that connection in real life, which is, it's just way cooler than social media, because I feel like nothing beats in-person like connections or interactions for sure. So yeah, it must be the creative aspect that's driving us. I think that everyone needs a creative outlet, and it's not like we were like paint or play piano or anything like Darian and I talked about last week in our hobbies episode.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe content creation is a hobby, although it could be something that you could monetize as well.
Right. So I guess
as we discussed,
if it's your definition of a hobby.
Yes. Right. So did you listen to last week's episode?
I started listening to it. I have to edit the video, so when I get around to that, I will listen to the whole thing. But I just know your philosophy around hobbies, and I feel like it fits very well. But yeah,
totally.
It's kind of funny, because people ask what I do in my free time, or I don't know, I guess if I have any hobbies, questions like that. And I'm like, not really. Like, I guess making videos and pictures and I don't know, like this has filled all of my free time. And mm-hmm. I think the free time that I have not doing work or hanging out with my friends, if I'm just sitting there, I'm always thinking about making social media content or consuming other people's content, which reminds me of making my own. So I feel like social media is my hobby. And
totally,
I think that relates closely to what you just said. So yeah, I guess for us, it's like, we're lucky that our hobby is something that can also be our job.
Mm-hmm. So you'll see in last week's episode, I said the best type of jobs are the ones that started as a hobby or something that you're passionate about and then you monetized it after. So I totally agree with that. And that is my philosophy on hobbies. And I feel like my free time is taken up by watching TikToks and coming up with ideas for TikToks based on what I'm seeing, or actually creating content, going out and shooting with friends, or like with you when you're in LA. It does take up a lot of your free time. And when you have work and stuff like on top of that, how do you have time for any other hobbies? That's all I was saying last week.
Honestly. Yeah, I wish I had a hobby. I wish I I guess you could say a different hobby, another hobby where I drew or painted or played an instrument. Like, that's all so cool to me. But it would always just be something that I felt I had to do. And I can't imagine just being like, oh, I want to relax and then going to paint. Like, I don't know. I just never have those moments. So it would be hard for me to work in another hobby, but maybe I'll get there one day.
And then I would probably be like, oh, I have to take a photo for my Instagram story of me painting.
Yeah.
Like, it's actually crazy. Well, okay, I guess that kind of leads into something I wanted to talk about, which is, do we live more in the moment in real life, or do we live more in virtual social media life? Because I personally think I live more in virtual social media life, whether it's like doing things for Instagram or thinking about Instagram. Do you know what I mean? Like, even when we were just in Hawaii, like, we were doing a lot of content creation and like, oh, we can do this. Obviously, we enjoy what we're doing, but there's always the angle of like, you have to capture this.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that's just something that we have because like our family is kind of all in this industry and we all think about that. And like, that's our mindset doing things, but I'm not sure if that's like normal, like what the average person does. Like, what would your friends do? Like, if they were going to do something like have a picnic in the park and paint and like have dinner outside, would they think about like, okay, we have to get some good photos and videos, or would they just like put their phones down and enjoy?
That's a good question. I think it depends on the friend. Like, I have friends who take pictures and videos of everything and they just like to keep it for the memories. Or yeah, I mean, some of them post, but not really. I think most of the people that take pictures, it's like for themselves and not because they're trying to get a good Insta, which unrelatable.
Crazy.
But then I have other friends, like my friend Amon, she's also my roommate, but she literally just won't touch her phone for like a whole day. Or if she's on it, she's like watching movies, but it's never taking pictures or videos or responding to people, which I think is honestly nice. Like, I wish I was that disconnected and could be that present in my life. But to what you were saying in the beginning, I would say we do definitely live in a digital world. I mean, I think that anytime I'm doing something and not capturing it, I regret it. Like, when I think back on it, I'm like, oh my god, that would have made a good Instagram story, or I don't know, a good post. And I don't know if that's like a good thing. Like, I feel like it is kind of just a part of being a quote unquote influencer. Mm-hmm. But I wonder if that is unique to influencers, or if that's something that everyone deals with.
I don't know. I really don't know. We're going to have to get some opinions on this because I just think, well, in a broad sense, I think that social media and media in general for like the past 100 years, say, has shaped culture. Like, media is the number one shaper of culture. It decides how we act, what we think that we like trends, basically. The things that you purchase, whether it's social media or TV or newspaper, radio, whatever it was before. I think that media always has shaped culture, but now we're just so connected all the time that you don't just like consume media when you're at home in front of the TV. It's everywhere. It's in your pocket. It's like connected to your wrist. So I think it's just so much more obvious. And I think that that is not unique to influencers, but maybe like the pressure to always be creating is unique to influencers. I feel like there have been apps that have popped up, like the one that you and your friends use and like that paparazzi one, that are trying to like be the opposite of what Instagram is becoming. like more so like real life content, and it's a good idea, but it just doesn't really seem to have like stuck, at least with people who are older. Like I haven't heard anyone using that, but it does start usually with like the younger demographic and then slowly like infiltrates culture in general. So I guess we'll see what happens with that. I'm not sure what's going to happen with Instagram itself. I have heard it's becoming a shopping platform, which is good for brands, of course. Not great for users, but they are bringing back the chronological feed. There's like a separate tab on your homepage where you can see chronological feed, which is cool. I also love the idea of having a favorites list so you can consume content that you actually want to see. I don't follow that many people, but I know if you follow like 1,000 or 2,000 people, it would be really hard to get through all the posts every day. So I think that that's a great idea. And they're going to have to start doing things to like entice people to stay on the platform, especially as it really starts to benefit advertisers and brands. I mean, I'm not complaining about that because I'm also an advertiser and a brand, but I think from a personal level, yeah, it would be annoying to just be like seeing ads. Like people don't want to shop all the time. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, it's weird for Instagram to be doing, I think, because although they've had that shopping page for a while now, I don't think that most people are using Instagram to shop. Like, I don't know. I think people normally have other platforms for that, other websites that they go to. And Instagram isn't really one of them for a lot of people, at least for me. And I talked to my friends about this, but they were like, yeah, I don't love the idea of Instagram becoming a shopping platform. And I also think that now that they've started suggesting posts posted by people that you don't follow, that also is kind of weird to people, but maybe they're trying to make it more like TikTok, where people's content is more discoverable, because Instagram has always kind of been limited by the fact that you only see the content of people that you follow, with the exception of the explore page that is always kind of random. So do you think they're trying to be more like TikTok, or just, I don't know, rebrand? What do we think they're doing?
I do think they're trying to be more like TikTok in that way, and I don't think it's a bad idea. It kind of will, if they keep doing that, you won't need to follow anyone really, like kind of how TikTok is. So I think that that's smart, but I don't know how it's going to all work out with the shopping and stuff, because like they probably will prioritize shopping posts or posts that tag products in them over like real user generated content.
Yeah, I think they already are.
So for sure, for sure. So I don't know. I honestly have no clue what's going to happen. It's so hard to predict. I think that there'll be a place for Instagram, but maybe another app will pop up that's like more just photo sharing. And it does seem like we're kind of leaning towards real life content, kind of like that Be Real app that you were talking about. So I guess we'll see. Very interesting to see. Overall, do you think that social media is net positive for like your age group or net negative? Like when you talk to people about how social media affects them and whether or not they use it as like a tool to benefit them or not.
It's hard to say overall, because I feel like people would say that Instagram is net negative and TikTok is net positive, because now my friends are getting everything that they want out of TikTok and people aren't using Instagram as much, which has been happening for a little while now. But I think that people still feel like they're getting value from TikTok because you can learn things on it. And I guess that's the main thing, but you're just exposed to content that you don't get on Instagram. And although you're still seeing influencers posts, you're also hearing about what's happening in the world, and they have a good mix of that. So I don't know. I feel like my friends still feel like they're getting value from social media, but I don't know if Instagram will continue to be a platform that people use. But also, I don't know, I wonder if the movement to be more real on social media will lead people to stop using it or start using it differently. Like, what do you think about that?
I think people will always use social media. I don't think that it's going anywhere. I think that the like being more real trend or movement is good, because I think that there was a long time where Instagram was super, super curated and people looked like so airbrushed and beautiful. And now there's people that are posting like the most random photos, but that's now what's cool. Mm-hmm. Like photos that aren't super curated. So I like that. And I think that it has probably a positive effect on people's like overall mental health and also like enjoyment of social media, because it's just more reflective of their lives as well, which usually makes people feel good. I saw Charli D'Amelio posted with like her skin, mm-hmm. her unedited skin, and like doing stuff like that, I think is really great. And that's where Instagram is heading. Thank God. Cause like in 2015, let's say, Instagram looked like a magazine, like the photos of those travel bloggers and stuff that were, or like fashion bloggers that were super, super edited and like just like terrible presets and stuff. You know what I'm talking about? Like the worm presets. Like, that was what was cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I feel like being more real on social media is becoming more popular and is probably here to stay. But then I wonder why the other platforms like Be Real and Paparazzi that are all about sharing your actual life, what it's really like, not edited, unfiltered, all of that. I wonder why those haven't caught on.
Mm-hmm. I honestly, no one's ever talked to me about them except for you. So maybe it's just like a Gen Z thing. And it takes a while for it to like get into other age groups. Same thing as TikTok. Like if I didn't have younger siblings, I probably wouldn't have used TikTok till like 2020 because of the pandemic when everyone like jumped on it and because they were really bored. Mm-hmm. But I knew about TikTok in like early 2019 or even earlier when it first changed from Musical.ly because of you guys. Like Musical.ly also never caught on. So who knows? I think that it just has to be like a shift where everyone decides that it's cool and then they'll start using it. But for now, my age group still likes Instagram, but I think it's like slowly changing.
Yeah. Do you think your friends would be interested in seeing, like, for example, Be Real, that app? The whole idea behind it is that it tells you to take a picture at a certain time of the day and you have 2 minutes to take your picture, and it tells people how many times you retook it. And it tells people if someone screenshots your post, like, it's full transparency. That's the idea behind it. Do you think something like that would catch on with your friends? Like, would they want to use it?
I don't think so, because people my age still like how Instagram is curated, I think. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not looking for a real platform. I haven't heard that, at least. Like, people my age don't say, like, oh, I wish Instagram was less, like, curated and edited, and I want to be more real.
Interesting.
Not yet, at least, but you know how things go. Like, once something becomes cool, then everyone likes it. So I guess we'll see. Maybe I should get on Be Real and be a trendsetter.
Yeah, maybe you should. Now everyone is starting to get it. All of the young, the Gen Zers, I guess you could say. So maybe it'll catch on. Only time will tell.
I'm going to get on Be Real and then see if anyone I know is on there. Can you get, like, connect with your contact list? Oh, yeah.
It suggests your whole contact list.
Okay, I'll do that today. I'll update you guys next week on my Be Real progress. But no, I haven't heard people really complaining like that they want something more real. So who knows?
That's interesting. Yeah, maybe it is just like a whatever everyone else thinks kind of thing. Once someone says it and other people start agreeing with them, then everyone else does. But I think it's interesting that the idea of being more real on social media has started with younger people. And I also wonder if the reason that people don't want to be totally real on social media comes from wanting to put your best self out there to everyone you know. So I wonder if maybe it will never change to being totally real, if it'll just be like a almost more curated, just people trying to post content where it looks like they don't care what they are posting.
Totally. Totally. I think also because people my age don't use Snapchat, like, we don't take photos of ourselves like that. Like, I probably also wouldn't want to, like, have to take a photo within 2 minutes. I don't even Snapchat my friends. I don't take any, like, selfies on my phone. You know what I mean? It's just so different. It's so different. Mm-hmm. And people my age now are into TikTok, but people don't really make them, except for me.
Okay, so.
And, like, influencers, I guess. But if you're not an influencer, you don't make TikToks, really, if you're my age.
So people just watch other TikToks?
They consume them, but they don't make them.
Right.
For the most part.
Huh. Yeah, I would say, like, a lot of people my age make TikToks. I mean, they only have their close, I don't know, 50 closest friends, which really isn't, like, that really isn't a group of close friends. But, I mean, I don't know. I guess the people, they'd have, like, their grade on it. and, you know, some close friends from outside of school. So I don't know. I would say that the kids my age are still posting, but maybe your generation, if you will, the people your age are less comfortable posting casually on social media because no one else is doing it.
Yep, it will just take time, I think, for the shift to happen, but I feel like it's inevitable. It's already started with your age group, and I think it will just take, I don't know, like a few people to start thinking that it's cool to like post casually and be more real, and then it'll probably start to pick up. But I think we did post some questions for our audience, and I'd love to hear everyone's opinions on all of these things. So at the beginning of next week's episode, why don't we dive into the voicemails and just hear what people are saying? We can kind of continue this next week before we go into whatever our other topic is. But I would love to just get everyone's feedback and see what they think, because I think that our perspective is limited because we've had such a kind of like unique experience on social media. You, because you've been working since you were 8 years old and like posting because of that, and me because I feel like I'm just like surrounded by it, and I also live in LA. So I think hearing everyone's opinions will be really interesting.
Yeah, I agree. And I also feel like this week's episode was kind of just us saying all of our thoughts on social media. And I don't know, I didn't really give it much thought before we started recording. Also because I never know what questions you're going to ask me and vice versa. So we keep each other on our toes. But I think by next week, we will have had more time to process and think on this. And it'll be exciting to hear what you all think as well, because you have a different perspective. So great idea, Maddie. And I'm excited to hear from all of you next week.
Yep. So I think that's it for this week's episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. We will listen to your voicemails and talk to you next Friday.
Bye.